Blog Talk Radio.
To live is mere existence. To learn is a choice. Learning produces life. Life seeks to give love. And real love has reason to last. It's your life. Choose it. Just as it is. Own it. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Change it. As long as you can breathe and learn, it can get better.
Well, good day, good people, and welcome to Grown Zone Radio. It is Saturday, April 2nd, 2016, and we are coming to you live from New York City. I am your host, Zara Green. My co-host is my life love, business partner, and my husband, Alfred Edmund Jr. I'm going to go ahead and bring him in so he can say his hellos, do a little bit of housekeeping, and then we're coming back for popular relationship advice you must challenge to find healthy love. Come on in, baby.
Happy Self-Love Saturday, everybody. To newcomers, welcome to the Grown Zone. To our regular fam, welcome back. We love having you. Just two pieces of housekeeping real quick. As always, we thank you, those of you who are providing feedback. I got a lovely comment from a couple on our book, Loving in the Grown Zone, on Facebook, who is telling me her and her husband were reading the book and getting a lot out of it. So, again, Loving in the Grown Zone, my book with my wonderful life partner, business partner, wife, Zara Green, available at all major booksellers, including Amazon. Oh, by the way, if you love the book, leave a review at Amazon.com. There's more than 40 now, but spread the word. So thank you so much, and you can go to LovingInTheGrownZone.com to learn more about the book as well. The other thing I want to do is say thank you to Beverly Bond, who invited Zara and I last night. We're not going to be able to talk too much about it.
No.
But to the taping for this year's edition of Black Girls Rock.
So phenomenal.
We can't even tell you about it, but it is amazing. You'll be cheating yourself if you don't take time to tune in when it airs on Tuesday, April 5th at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern on BET. It was just amazing. And Tracy Ellis Ross, the host, is everything.
She really is.
You ain't going to believe what that girl does on the show.
It's
an amazing, amazing show. So, and thank you, Beverly Bond, personally, for reaching out to us and inviting us to come.
Absolutely. It was an absolute thrill. All right. Okay. So housekeeping done.
Yes.
Out of the way. And now we're on to popular relationship advice you must challenge to find healthy love. A key benefit of committing to the kind of relationship education we provide in the Grown Zone is learning to challenge conventional wisdom, including popular yet overvalued and ineffective beliefs about finding love. This edition of Grown Zone Radio reveals three pieces of widely promoted and popularly accepted relationship advice and why they are overrated when it comes to choosing and maintaining healthy relationships. I'm going to go ahead and hit the three of them right now to make sure that you hear them so you know you got to stay tuned because they've been lying to you. The first one is communication is the key to healthy relationships. Mm-hmm. The second one is to find true love, you need to understand the opposite sex. Ah. The third one is the definition of relationship success is staying together no matter what. Sounds like a death sentence to me.
At least a prison sentence.
A prison sentence, indeed. All right, so those are the three. We're going to go ahead, go through them and hit them. Ooh, the lines are full.
Yeah,
we love that.
We love that.
And so we are, David, come on, let's hit this thing. This communication is key to healthy relationships. Now, that, you know, every lie got a little bit of truth.
Absolutely,
So here we go. Come on, baby.
Yeah. We're not saying communication is not important. It is. It is in every relationship. It is in all human interaction.
Mm-hmm.
Where we go wrong is when we think that if a relationship is unhealthy, all it takes is a little bit of healthy communication to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not the case. So let me give you an example. If you are involved with a person who is communicating very clearly to you that their lifestyle is one of infidelity, they're communicating very, very clearly, but you decide to go forward with that relationship, better communication ain't going to suddenly cure the commitment to a lifestyle of infidelity.
Even if you're married to them.
All
so
right.
You can be married to them. Y'all can go to he can be and she can be committed to going to counseling, and right after counseling, go off to that space of infidelity. Then you are going to counseling every week, and you're getting better at talking about the infidelity, but it's not curing the infidelity.
Well, here's the problem: the person communicated you from jump exactly who they were.
Absolutely.
And your ability to articulate it more effectively and more sensitively is not changing the underlying unhealthy foundation of the relationship.
And yours being committed to it. You're deciding that you have decided that you are committed to the relationship. You've committed to the marriage. You've committed to the thing, and you say you're committed to the person when what you've really committed to are the acts the acts of the infidelity.
And so communication becomes code for I don't want to accept who this person is communicating very clearly they are, and I think that through better communications I can talk this person or some third party, a therapist, a counselor, a minister, somebody's going to talk them into doing and being different than who they choose to be.
And who they've shown you they are.
And who they've shown you they are. So, again, if their relationship is founded on a healthy foundation, those of us in the grown zone know what that is, a relationship of honor, esteem, and respect.
Absolutely.
That means the communication can improve that relationship because that means it's about understanding. We have a foundation of honor, esteem, and respect, and now we're just going to sharpen and improve our understanding of one another in this partnership. Yeah, communication, you know, more effective communication would definitely help. But if the foundation is unhealthy from jump, you're not going to communicate your way into a different set of behaviors and a new set of personalities.
It does not work that
way.
You can't communicate your way into changing a person's character.
Exactly.
That's an individual thing. That's why when we coach people, we coach couples as individuals. We don't coach the couple because your personal growth is your own. It's not about your unit. It's about what you're doing as an individual and what is important to you as an individual and how it's about integrity. So how you show up as an individual is the sum total of what you can contribute to a relationship.
And even counselors and couples counselors and therapists will tell you, they can tell when it's going to work and when it's not going to work. And one of the ways they know it's not going to work is when it's clear that one partner is bringing the other partner so that the therapist can fix them. Because they don't see it as a personal growth, self-love, individuality, look in the mirror issue. They see it as something's wrong with this person. Let's get to couples counseling so you can fix that other person and get them to do what I want them to do.
Which means that the person who is trying to control a situation like that is the one who needs the most personal growth.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
I need to recruit some assistants to control this person I'm trying to control and fix. And as we say all the time in the Grown Zone, your love does not empower you nor make you responsible for fixing, controlling, correcting the behavior of another individual. It doesn't do that.
Absolutely.
The only love that can do that is your self-love to correct, change, and grow yourself.
Come on now.
So, again, communication has its place. And the sign of a healthy relationship is that the people do communicate well.
Absolutely.
And they do communicate better and more effectively over time. But if the relationship is unhealthy, unless you repair that foundation, which is what relationship education and relationship coaching in the Grown Zone is about, then all the effective communication in the world, the person is going to be more articulate about how they want to spend the money they want to spend it.
Which is
or conduct their sex life the way they want it. They'll be more articulate about it, but they're not going to change it.
And it's why we spend so much time and why Loving in the Grown Zone is set up, the book is set up to get you ready. It's about getting you ready for the relationship before you get in a relationship trying to correct what's there. okay? So that's a much easier way. People ask me all the time, Zara, how'd you get him to be that way? I didn't get him to be anything. He showed up that way. And he showed up that way because I knew that was the one for me because I'd done my sifting and sorting and knew what it was that I wanted and what I would accept and what I deserved. And so he showed up because I did my work.
Zara chose to be who she chose to be before she ever knew me.
Absolutely.
And I chose to be who I choose to be before I ever knew her. So we didn't fix each other to make each other a match. We found each other and became a match.
Come on, baby. That's it and that's all.
yeah, I love you too, baby. That is it and that is all.
So while good communication is a byproduct and common characteristic of healthy relationships, communication cannot happen without two already healthy people who have a healthy relationship. Okay?
Of honor, esteem, and respect.
So more effective communication alone can't sustain an unhealthy relationship, nor should it.
Yes.
Got that?
Yes.
All right. Let's move on. And y'all stay with us because the music, this break, oh, my God. I'm telling you, I'm going to have to put the phone down and turn the music, the volume down probably, because I'm going to come back here with my heart palpitating if I listen to that old song. Well, I am going to listen to it with y'all.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, the second thing is to find true love, you have to understand the opposite sex.
This one drives me crazy. Okay, so y'all know all these books about why do men cheat? Why do women do this? Why, you know, how to understand a woman, how to understand a man, how to get a woman to do what you want, how to get a man to do what you want. And it's all about this idea that popular movies. You know,
yeah.
I love the movie. I'm not hating on the movie. I went to see it three times. I watch it every time it comes on TV. But think like a man, that you have to understand men, or you have to understand women. Or in some cases, you have to understand black men or black women
now.
What happens is we get into this idea that if I can become an expert on men,
mm-hmm.
then I can understand this man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If I can become an expert on women, I can understand this woman. And that's like saying, if I have a bunch of general knowledge about cars, all kinds of cars, trucks, vehicles, I'm going to know how to care for the Porsche, the 1975 classic Porsche that's in my garage that has very specific, unique things, individual things that I need to understand about that particular model. And more importantly, I need to understand some things about myself as an individual.
Come on, baby.
And so what happens is people start out with this, I'm going to understand men because men do this and men do that and all men cheat and men are this and men are driven by sex. You know all the generalizations about men and then all the generalizations about women. Women are emotional. Women need love. Women give up sex to get love and men give up love to get sex. And all those generalities, which Zara said it earlier, may have some kernels of truth.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there may be some general things, but are no use to you in terms of understanding yourself as an individual and then making sound, healthy assessments of other individuals and their health and safety and affirmation for who you are.
Okay, let me make this simple. And for those of you who have been around the Grown Zone a while, you've certainly heard this. For those of you who are in the 21 Days of Grown Zone,
yes.
Intentional Personal Growth.
GrownAdvice.com, y'all.
That's where you need to go. Then you already have the audiobook, What Is Your Priority? What Is Your Priority breaks down the spectrum of individuality, okay? It's not about gender. Hear me. If you're going to have a healthy relationship, you need to first understand that who you are is about who you are as an individual first. It's about your gender,
yes.
Before it's about your race, before it's about any external thing anybody sees about you.
Yes, yes.
Okay? So individuality, and it's why men have often told me I've got too much testosterone because I won't take no shit. Listen, that's who I am as an individual. I'm not an angry black woman, but if I bought into all that bull, I would, which I did for a little while, trying to change who I was in order to become lesser than or shrink in order for a man to feel better around me and all that kind of foolery. Well, ain't none of that grown. It's about understanding who you are as an individual. When you understand who you are as an individual, when you lovingly accept every single thing about you, because we all have four things, y'all, and these are grown zone things. We have strengths and weaknesses, superpowers, and blind spots.
Yes.
And when you understand all those things about you, then you also understand that every single person you encounter will have each of those things, and then you're more able to accept those things from them too. Now listen to me. This is where the healthy part comes in. If you are a healthy individual who understands all those things about you, and you meet up with a healthy individual who understands all those things about them, you can accept everything about you and then accept everything about that person, and you develop a relationship that is built on the foundation of honor, esteem, and respect her, honor, esteem, and respect, then you can build love on top of that.
And that's founded on a foundation of individuality.
That's
an individual self-knowledge,
y'all,
and knowledge of the partner. Not a general knowledge of men and a general knowledge of women or a general knowledge of millennials or general,
come
you know,
on, baby.
Because you have these books, you know, for millennials, for baby boomers, for Generation X. I mean, all these different external definitions and categories that have nothing to do with who you truly are. And the fact that there are some things that men all have in common is not the same thing.
Like penises.
It's not the, yes, baby.
So
yes. It's not the same thing. No, hear me though. The fact that there are certain things we all have in common is commonly mistaken to mean that we are all alike. All men are not alike. All men have certain things in common. All men are not alike. All women are not alike. All black people aren't alike. All white people aren't alike. We are all individuals that may share some broadly common characteristics.
Absolutely.
But if you don't get past the broadly common characteristics, a car is a motorized vehicle with four wheels and a steering wheel and brakes and a gas pedal.
Come on, baby.
If you don't get past that and get to know that is true of a general group based on these external definitions, but this person I am looking to relate to, I need to make a decision about whether we are, as Zara says, fitly joined or prepared to be fitly joined.
Absolutely.
And if not, that doesn't mean they're even bad people.
Mm-mm.
They're just not the right person for me.
And that's when you're more readily able to accept that things that you're just not a good match and not feel any kind of rejection in that or feel like there's something wrong with you. Either you're compatible or you're not, and that's
exactly
okay. But when you know who you are, you also accept that there's somebody who's going to be compatible for you. And the other thing I'm going to mention about that is with these generalizations about men and women, then when you do encounter a man who is very secure in himself and he is sensitive and he is kind and he is loving, then if you have bought into all that bullshit, then you're looking for a manly man. I need a man who's stronger. I need a manly man. What the hell does that mean?
I need a man who mistreats me.
I need a man
who's got a whole bunch of men and women who think the definition of manhood is how much crap he could take a woman through, and you got women who believe the definition of love is how much punishment can they take.
Ooh, on that, we're about to go to the music break, because that is oh so perfect.
Okay, baby.
Y'all, this little woman right here is always, even made me just go, ooh, Lord, with everything she's ever sung, I'm telling you. You know, we'd have had some fun with her music. Her music, you know, she was one of the first real bad girls.
She's a legend and an icon.
And she is. But, y'all, listen to these lyrics, because for many of you, you find yourself right here in this space, but you won't open up your mouth and say it the way she's saying it. If you recognize you in this, then it's time to love you more. We'll be right back. This is Millie Jackson with Hurt So Good. All right, Millie.
First you take my heart in the palm of your hand, then you squeeze it tight. Then you take my mind and play with it all night. You take my pride and you throw it up against the wall. You take me in your arms, baby, and bounce me like a rubber ball. I'm not complaining, what you're doing, you see. This pain you're feeling is ooh so good to me. Don't you know what it is? Hurts so good. Don't you know that it hurts so good? Ooh, take my name, analyze it in the street. Anything you wanna do or say is all right with me.
Back in the time that that song was made, I was a young girl growing up in and many of you had the same experience, where it was a time when if you got into a relationship, a woman, many of the women were not career women. They were judged if they didn't have a man, and they would do just about anything to keep that man, and it did hurt more to be alone than to allow that man to do whatever it was he wanted to do to her. And then as long as he came back and showed her some kind of affection, that she then felt worthy. I think those kinds of mentalities have done so much damage to the woman that she has a tolerance level that is she doesn't even realize is self-loathing.
Well, it's done damage to men, too, because now we have several generations of men who not only don't know how to love, but who have been conditioned to believe that a certain amount of abuse of our loved one is an expression of love.
Mm-hmm.
It's an expression of passion. I didn't mean to hit you. I just love you so much that when you did that, I just lost control. I don't mean to control you, but I love you so much that I can't let you go. I got to take you hostage. I got to keep you under control. You got to be a certain way. And this is what women do. It goes back to the earlier point about generalizations about who people are. So, you know, the other thing that I want to point out about this song is that if you take out the word love and put almost anything, alcohol, heroin, cocaine, what you're talking about is the dialogue or the monologue of an addict.
Yes.
I know it's hurting me, but it feels so good, I want more of it anyway. I know it's killing me. I will die rather than lose this thing you're giving me that I know is hurting me and controlling me. And so you're talking about the ultimate in a self-destructive, non-self-loving relationship with a thing, because it's not authentic love.
Come on.
But we've been conditioned to say it is love. And so there's a chapter of our book, A Loving in the Grown Zone, that says if it's an addiction, if you're addicted to love, it's not love.
That's right. And what that means is you have a problem that you're just looking for somebody to project it onto when you need to fix the problem before you go and bring somebody else, bring others into your sickness.
So let's, in the time we have remaining, baby, to get to the last point or the last piece of popular relationship advice that you're really going to have to challenge to find healthy love.
The definition of relationship success is staying together no matter what.
Those of us who are in the Grown Zone know that Zara and I have huge problems with this.
Major.
I always tell people that, you know, the value of a marriage is like the value of the house. It's not how long it's been standing, but what condition is it in?
Come on.
And many of us are staying and celebrating staying in condemned buildings.
Because, well, when we hear people, oh, they've been married 50 years, but they've got children everywhere, all scattered about. There's all kinds of issues within it.
Neglect, abuse, disrespect. But they're considered a success by society if they just stay together.
It's awful.
Knowing how to end a relationship without shame, guilt, or bitterness is a far more important skill set than knowing how to stay in a relationship.
Baby, I want you to stay there for a minute. Slow that down. Say that again.
Knowing how and when to end a relationship without shame, guilt, or bitterness, without shaming guilt or bitterness, because it's the other about making the other person feel bad, is more important than knowing how to start and keep a relationship going on indefinitely.
It's also important to understand that if that relationship becomes unhealthy at any time, then you have got to renegotiate the terms of that relationship or end it.
Because many of us can't get to the lifetime relationship that we say we want because we hold on to that reason relationship or season relationship for a lifetime.
Listen, every person you meet is not a potential, or you shouldn't treat every person you meet as a potential lifetime partner. You treat every person you meet as if they are for a reason. If they get past that reason, then it might be for a season, but you never interact with people that you first meet as if they are lifetime partners. Never.
So when you look at most relationship advice, they talk about how to get a relationship to start and how to keep it no matter what. Very few effective relationship advice sources tell you about how and why to end the relationship. No, they're telling you the opposite. You don't need to stay together no matter what, including the old divorce is not an option. If the relationship is unhealthy, breaking up, including divorce if you're married, always has to be an option.
It has to be an option.
It doesn't have to be the first option, but it has to be on the table.
If it's unhealthy, it's not self-loving for it not to be on the table. Okay, that's all we got.
So listen, first step for effective relationship advice, what we call relationship education, because it's not about advice, but education. Go to grownadvice.com. You want to sign up, many of you already have, for the 21 Days of Grown Zone, healthy,
intentional
growth and healthy relationships, intentional personal growth and healthy relationships. It's a great beginning. It's not the end-all, be-all, but a great first start on the path to relationship education, so you can learn to challenge these and other pieces of relationship advice that will keep you from healthy love.
All right. Well, that's this edition of Grown Zone Radio.
I love listening to this woman. I get to hear this all day, every day. That's my baby right there.
All right, y'all. So we're going to hang up now. Until next time, people, live
and love
in
the
Grown
Zone.
Because you never know what life is going to take you, and you can't change where you've been. But today, I have the opportunity to choose. Here I am now looking at 30, and I got so much to say. Gotta get this off of my chest, I gotta let it go today. I was always too concerned about what everybody would think. But I can't live for everybody, I gotta live my life for me, yeah. I've reached a fork in the road of my life, and ain't nothing gonna happen unless I decide. That I can be,
I choose
to be authentic in everything
I do.
My past don't dictate who I am,
I choose,
yeah. I'd have been through some painful things I thought that I would never make it through. Filled up with shame from the top of my head to the soles of my shoes. I put myself in so many chaotic circumstances. By the grace of God, I've been given so many second chances. But today I decided to let it all go. I'm dropping these bags, I'm making room.